Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you tonight?
I bought a modular home that sits on the foundation, and the people that lived in it before we did had it kind of fixed up like a living area. Well, when we bought it, we decutted the whole thing and noticed that while we were decutting it, when the rain came, it would flood. So we dug out around the basement, but we left an awning on the top part of my mother-in-law's house and got it all finished. And the last couple of years, when it rains, water comes in and my whole flooring, my beautiful flooring, just welted up and ruined.
So is this flooring, you mentioned that you dug around the foundation. Not quite sure why you did that, because it probably wasn't necessary. But is the water coming into a lower level, like a basement level, or is the water coming in around this roof, this awning roof?
I'm not sure. I thought it was coming around the basement. So I pulled it out, tarred the whole thing except for that area. And it doesn't leak anywhere else but that area where the awning's at now. And I noticed that there was a crack between the house and the actual concrete of the awning.
When you say crack, you mean between the roof where the awning attaches, or do you mean at the foundation level?
At the foundation level.
Okay, yeah, that's called rotation. What happens is those concrete stoops pull away from the walls and they rotate. Look, if this is caused by water infiltration is caused by basement leakage or foundation leakage, you're not going to seal your house well enough to stop that from happening, no matter how much tar you put on the foundation. So what I want you to do is to go to our website at moneypit.com, and on the homepage there's an article about how to stop a basement from leaking that walks you through this step by step. But conceptually, what you're going to do is regrade the foundation perimeter to make sure all that soil that you took out is tamped now well and packed in nice and tight around the foundation. We want it to slope down about 6 inches over 4 feet. And secondly, we want to know that you have gutters on the house. They're clean, they're free-flowing, and the downspouts are discharging out 4 to 6 feet, not inches, feet, away from the foundation. If you keep the water from the roof and the natural rainfall away from that foundation, you won't get any leakage into that area. It's just not going to happen. So do that first and see if the leaks continue. If they continue, then we got to look for another source. But I want you to get the most obvious one out of the way first. And thanks for calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.